from KQED.
The gourmet food truck craze was hotwired back in 2008 by a then out-of-work chef from Los Angeles. Roy Choi transformed the L.A. food world with his fleet of Kogi taco trucks. He writes about his tumultuous road trip to food celebrity in his new book, L.A. Sun, My Life, My City, My Food. The California Report's Los Angeles bureau chief, Stephen Cuevas, has this sample of Choi's wide-ranging appetite.
Roy Choi is not the kind of chef to dole out recipes that put a clever spin on tired old Thanksgiving staples.
I'm not the greatest Thanksgiving guest in the world, man.
Choi was born in South Korea and emigrated to the States with his parents when he was two.
Even from a young age, I always questioned the essence of the holiday itself. You know, the pilgrims feeding the Native Americans. And it's time to maybe look at the fallacy of Thanksgiving itself and stop continuing to coat it with buttercream frosting and gorging. That would be a Thanksgiving I would throw.
Choi settles down at a picnic table in the atrium of a bustling two-story strip mall in L.A.'s Chinatown, steps away from the entrance of his first brick-and-mortar eatery, a rice bowl restaurant called Chego.
Yeah, it's the food that I call refrigerator food because it's the food that a lot of Asian-American kids grew up when you open your refrigerator. All that weird stuff and all that crazy stuff that you have, we just kind of mashed it all and put it together, and that's Chego.
Crazy stuff like what?
Fermented pickles, and garlic, paste, fish heads, fish guts, pig intestines.
Chego evolves from the now legendary herd of Kogi taco trucks that Choi and a couple of friends rolled out onto the streets of L.A. about 5 years ago, sparking a gourmet food truck revolution.
Our only agenda was to cook Korean barbecue tacos, make it as delicious as possible, sell it for as cheap as possible, and park outside of the club.
The Kogi menu is based on a fusion of simple, ethnically diverse ingredients that Choi grew up eating at home and on the streets, like super thinly sliced Korean barbecue jammed into a corn tortilla and topped with Korean and Mexican spices.
When we put the taco together, I got those flavors and we all ate it, and we just looked at each other and we're like, whoa, there's something going on here. It was an expression of Los Angeles at the time of 2008 in its identity, its culture, its flavor, attitude. Everything was just straight L.A.
As Choi talks, a TV crew wraps up a shoot outside Chego. There's a big book signing across town tonight. Plenty more interviews and keeping tabs on business. 4 Kogi trucks, 3 restaurants, and 1 more on the way. If there's pressure, Choi doesn't show it. It wasn't always that way. In his book, L.A. Sun, which is more memoir than cookbook, he writes about loving yet sometimes abusive parents. He drifted in and out of school, rolled with gangbangers, smoked crack cocaine, drank too much, and was crushed by gambling debts.
I don't know about restraint. So it doesn't matter whether it was milkshakes, alcohol, gambling, drugs, or feeding people. Right now, I'm addicted to feeding people.
Outside Skylight Bookstore in L.A.'s Los Feliz neighborhood, where Choi is giving a reading, a long line of people sidle up to a big white Kogi truck to munch on Kogi dogs, spicy pork tacos, and kimchi quesadillas.
It's like two families coming together. It's a potluck.
Rose Garcia is a grad student who grew up in L.A. She says Kogi cuisine reflects the diverse neighborhoods she grew up in, where you might see Latino families serve Korean barbecue at wedding parties and quinceañeras.
You know, you go to Koreatown and you're going to stop at the Rouse, but at the same time, we're going to go over to the Korean market to get some of that kimchi to put with our rice. It's very normalized and it transitions very smoothly into our everyday life, into our palates, I think, because we breathe it already, so it's not that shocking.
You guys all heard her question was, she's a Latina woman, and this book seems like it resonates with her. More than a Latina woman could write.
Inside the bookshop, Choi speaks remarkably little about food. Instead, he recounts a lot of the rougher days, the ones that eventually led to chef school and gourmet food trucks. But even when reflecting on those darker days, Choi remembers the food.
So I'd walk Hollywood Boulevard, panhandle, smoke, and disappear into the concrete. Up and down Hollywood between Gower and Highland, grabbing pizza slice crust out of the trash, or asking for change to get a shawarma.
The way Choi sees it, Kogi is like the wild child or grandchild of the original L.A. food truck, the ones that plied Los Angeles with sandwiches, tacos, and dim sum. His generation just mixed up the menu, changed the signage, and helped strip away the stigma of what were once dismissed as roach coaches.
You know what I mean? So we've taken something that was improperly labeled and let it breathe, and people saw the beauty in it. So for me, as a bridge to that, I'm very proud of that, and I'll always represent it.
Choi's latest venture is Pot, a yet-to-be-opened Korean restaurant modeled on the one his parents used to run in Anaheim when he was a kid. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.